Listeners have been emailing me about their great experiences when they visited a Tecovas store, the company renowned for upholding timeless traditions and delivering top-notch quality in every pair of cowboy boots. If you haven't experienced their exceptional craftsmanship firsthand, why wait any longer? Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have custom leather branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges and ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. If you're like me, getting back in shape is always a goal, but that's what it remains, a goal. That's why I'm excited about our new advertiser, FitBod. FitBod is a fitness app that tailors workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule. It's like having a personal trainer in your pocket. Whether you're a gym rat or just trying to get back in the groove like me, FitBod evolves with you, tweaking routines to push your limits and maximize your gains. And FitBod keeps things fun, mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. It's like a new challenge every time you work out. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join FitBod today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription by trying the app for free at fitbod.me/Zabe. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's fitbod.me/Zabe.
Hello.
My man, you ready to rock and roll?
I am ready.
All right, stand by for news.
I'm standing by. It's millennials. They don't care about getting stuff right. You've given up on them, haven't you?
Well, yeah. Well, why? Of course. Why wouldn't I?
Oh, I know. Hate him also. I know. Sorry. You do. Oh, look at you.
And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brother.
Does he look like a bitch?
What?
Come on. This was gonna be, Jay, your chance to take on the haters. You wanted me to collect a bunch of IHateJayCottrell.com emails. I'm here to tell you I have not done that today. You know why? There's too much other good shit out there. Are you kidding me? I mean, I gave
everyone a chance. Too late.
No, it's not too late. It's not too late. I'm just saying we're not doing it this week. We're not doing this week. We will be doing it in a future week. But today is jam-packed, baby. So let's get to it, everybody. Meanwhile, I'm adjudicating a bean brawl war between Jay and Mr. X on my personal text thread on my phone that will not end. This is like going through spring training and, you know, somebody gets plunked from a game in the previous August in an interleague game.
I'll throw with somebody. I'm not that little leaguer. I'll just come back and throw at you.
Okay, let's start with that. So for those that missed it, Little League World Series, a kid gets
Little League World Series play, not even the Little League World Series.
It's no, like
the,
to get
the,
in.
The regional
final. Yeah. Trip to not Cooperstown, not Canton, but
Williamsport.
Yeah. Trip to Williamsport on the line. And this kid gets one high and tight, a riser that catches another kid almost in the eye. Almost
in the helmet. Yeah. But in the helmet.
Right. Yeah. But it was coming at his eye and he leaned back and luckily it caught the corner of his helmet where the little visor comes out and the ear flap comes down. And he was no worse for the wear. He shook himself off. He got to first. He seemed composed. But the pitcher was a wreck, a blubbering, disheveled mess. And so the game has come to a halt. And after about 30 seconds, the kid on first who got beaned walks to the mound and gives the pitcher a hug. And I loved it. Jay, did you love it? Or are you in the El Prez boat because Dave Portnoy ripped it and then got roasted on Twitter for it?
I'm not, but the hug was a little much.
Why was the hug too much?
I just said, I'm fine, dude. Let's go. But tipped my cap and said, let's go. The hug was a little too much. That's okay. The only thing that I saw. A little too much with the hug.
Here it is.
Wow, that is a tough kid right there.
Thanks to Pete Jarvis. It hit his helmet.
I don't think this plays well. Because you got to see
this
it.
This is a Texas East. Here's some audio for you.
So this is really cool because as a pitcher, Bubs looks shaken up right now because of what he did. And look at Zay Jarvis. This is such great sportsmanship. He wants him to know that it's okay, that he'll be fine.
Hey, Bub. Look at me. Look at me. You're all right.
Amazing.
You're all right. Look at me. Hey, look. You
didn't do it. Come on, man. That was great sportsmanship right there. Moms are crying in the stands. Oh, I mean, yeah. Now, look, the hug was a around-the-waist hug, front to front. That's not very masculine. It would have been better to do the arm around the shoulder.
No, it would have been better to dap him up and get back to first. Let's go. Shake it off. He's not dead. The hugging and the crunk. Look, come on. I mean, I'm not killing the kid for telling the other kid he's fine, but the hug was just way too much. Dap him up, forearm to forearm, Bash Brothers style. Let's go, dude. I'm fine.
Wow. That's all you want is a dap. No hugging.
Yeah.
There's no hugging in baseball. No. Just like there's no crying in baseball.
Crying.
But these kids are 12 years old. Or in the case of Danny Almonte, 15 and a half.
I was going to say 27.
Yeah. Right. And shaving and riding a motorcycle. what's his name from Bad News Bears? The one that was clearly.
Kelly Leak.
Exactly right. So, look.
Yeah, man, in your little league, did you have a Kelly Leak?
Hold on a second.
Every little league had a Kelly Leak.
Hold on a second, okay, Jay? Okay. All right, hold on a second. Oh, hello. How are you?
Fine, Conrad Dobler.
Are you ready for this? What Jay doesn't know is he's about to get stone cold Steve Austin. I want you to just be quiet, Mr. X. I'm going to play the intro. You ready? Here we go. Okay. All right, sorry about that, Jay. I apologize.
Everything all right?
Is everything all right? What do you mean, is everything all right?
You put me on hold during a podcast.
Oh, wait a minute. Son of a bitch. That's Mr. X's music right there.
Christ all fucking mighty.
Oh, it's on now. Mr. X, say hello to the notorious J.A.Y.
Good evening, Jay.
Good evening, Mr. X.
Can't believe Conrad Dobler is doing this to us.
Conrad, I'm an instigator here. I said,
I am not playing your little reindeer game.
Fuck yeah, you are. You better, you goddamn it. We're settling this right now. We are ending this one right now.
There is literally nothing to settle. There is nothing to settle.
Who wants to go first?
I don't know what there is to settle.
Who wants to go first?
Mike Trout is the best player of the last 10 years of baseball. Case closed. It's done. X has his own day. There you go.
How come he can't get his team into the playoffs?
That. You're not in the middle of this, Zay.
All right, sorry.
Well, the day I see a one-man in a baseball uniform get his team to the playoffs by himself, I will say I was wrong. But I've never seen that in the history of baseball since 1842.
I believe they play with eight other guys, Jay. I believe the Angels play with eight other guys. I've seen them on the field before.
Well, it's nine guys, Abe, and that's
eight other guys. It's Trout plus eight and pitchers, okay?
Okay. By the way, your guest early today, it was Montrose Christian, not Archbishop Spalding.
We fucked up. I should have remembered Montrose Christian on Kevin Durant. I digress. So
I've
Mr.
Never
X.
Seen, I've never seen in baseball and one person lead eight other guys to playoffs, World Series, sweep of a three-game series ever. It's never happened. Okay. It never will.
All right. Mr. X, your thoughts on Mike Trout?
He's the best player of a generation. I've always said that. I you guys today made me go listen for the fourth time to that freaking podcast. And what I said was, this is an NBA. There's no chemistry issues. He's the best player in the game. It's a shame we never see him in October. I think that's pretty much the same thing Jay said. But to say that I said he's not generational because I just never said what I said is, wow, isn't it freaking crazy? The best player in the game is starting to get to a point where he might go a career without playing in October. Isn't that odd? End of story. And I even said, he's the best player in the game. Doesn't this suck? Because I'd like to see him in October. So we're kind of like going back and forth saying the same thing two different ways.
Jay?
Are you saying, counselor, that you never said, how can you call yourself a generational player and
would
not
you like
sniff
it? I have it queued up if anybody
wants to. Yes, play it.
Because I had it too, and I listened back three times. So what I said, I know I didn't make this shit up.
Oh, my God.
So you're, right. And by the way, you said it like 19 times.
Hold on.
One of your 19 times on the show, you're going to pull that one. But the one I heard, I'm not holding on yet.
Or we could actually listen.
Let's
play every X interview where he talks about Mike Trout. Let's do that.
Let's hear the bite in question. Go ahead, Mr. X. You feeding us or no?
I guess it said, how can you be the best player in a generation and never make it to the playoffs? I didn't say how can you call yourself or why aren't you. I'm just the phenomenon.
Really? You're going to be.
How can you?
How can you be the best player of your generation? And say that again. Say that one more time.
Right. And then the next part says he's the best player of the generation. I can't believe he's never made the playoffs.
Wait a minute.
Running out of time.
Say your first part again. How can you be the best player of a generation,
never make the playoffs? Not that doesn't make you the best player. It's just, it's odd.
How is that possible?
It's not odd. What is so odd playing for a shit show?
Who else?
There's been a lot of players.
Who else?
That's playing for a shit show.
All right. Didn't I give you a limit?
Since Trout came in the league, there's only 37 players that haven't made the playoffs, and he's one of them.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you made
it's
that
odd.
Stat up.
It's odd. That's
it's
all
not odd.
But
yeah,
it's
no,
not
it,
odd.
It,
he is
it,
the best
it is.
Player of his generation. It's a shame we've never seen him in October. It's a shame. Not that means you're not good. It just, doesn't it suck? I'd love to see Mike Trout in October.
I'd love to see Mike Trout with an organization that wasn't a shit show.
Okay.
That's why he's never made the playoffs.
All right, hold on.
Sure.
What is wrong with the Angels?
They've got terrible, they've got no front office, they've got no farm system, they're a shit show.
So besides Trout and Ohtani, they've got guys that were painting fences the week before? And are just learning baseball, or they got to have somebody.
Did they not get who is the guy from the Nets? Rendon?
Yes.
How's he doing out there?
Well, hasn't
played in 2 years.
He's been injured.
They're a shit show.
It's not that they're not trying, Jay. Artie Moreno is buying players left and right. They paid to get Ohtani out of Japan. God, my voice is really going right now.
As I said, when you have a team ERA of 4.5, I think it's like 4.7, that's not good.
Okay.
We realize this team has not performed, and that's very clear. My only point was, doesn't it suck that his career is in the back half and we still haven't seen the guy in postseason? I'd like to see him in October. That's all I said.
They haven't performed since he's been in the league.
Right. Right. Yeah. So there's all kinds of blame we could go around, and sure, it's not him. I'm just saying, you know, they have, as Zabe said, they have spent the money. They're snake bit. They sign guys, and then they fall off the planet like Rendon. He hadn't been healthy for an entire month since they signed him. Yeah, we could say it's bad ownership. Maybe it is. We can say they're spending money on the wrong guys like Upton. Maybe it is. Or bottom line is they have not been able to produce anything, and we're saying the same thing. All I said is, gee, it's a waste of a – oh, in fact, here it is. Here's the quote. The last thing I said on that was, wow, what a waste of a talent to never see him in October. That's not saying it's his fault. I'm saying it's a waste. It's a shame.
He's saying the Angels, Jay, are wasting his talent.
Sure. Yep.
Okay. All right.
We all know All right.
A couple questions here, Jay. Are you on Trout's payroll? Just I need that as a disclosure.
No, I just realized he's the best player I've seen in baseball for the last 10 or 11 years, besides him getting injured. That's it.
All right.
And I am not an Angels fan in any way, shape, or form.
All right. Do you think Mr. X has a poor grasp of the game of baseball?
Come on, Zabe. Stop.
No further questions. So, in other words,
you're trying to lead the witness, and the witness said, "Go fuck yourself."
All right. So you objected to the phrasing of Mr. X's point. You don't really think that Mr. X believes that a single player can lift a team to the playoffs.
But you can't. Now I'm not saying fault, but you can't lay blame on. That's like saying it. Like, that's like me in 1964 going, this Ernie Banks, he just can't do it. The Cubs were a shit show. It's like that. Like I said with the Steve Carlton for the Phillies.
All right. Well, question.
You know,
if you could only keep Ohtani or Trout, who would you keep?
We can't do that because.
Yes, we can.
Trout is older than Ohtani now.
For the next 3 years.
You're always going to. You're always three-year window. The younger.
Three-year so window.
I'm going to take Ohtani because he can pitch and hit.
Yeah, because he joined Babe Ruth as the second ever 10-10 guy. 10 wins and 10 or more home runs in a year. That's fucking crazy. That hasn't happened since 1918.
He only pitched like 3 years or something, though, right?
Okay, gentlemen, I said to you before, we should save the arguments for when we disagree. Let's not argue over what we... I agree. We're arguing over my English, not my baseball.
Yeah.
Your take on the Orioles, not good. How about that one?
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
I find it very hard to be an Orioles fan, and they're a game out, and they trade two players away for future. That's a tough one. They might make it anyway.
Okay.
All I said is it's hard to be an Orioles fan if they give up so easily like that.
So, again, as I said, and if you've listened, they got, for one guy that they put no money into, they got four prospects, three of which are good. Would you do that deal again? And if you say no, I'm going to have to go, you may not know baseball. Then they trade a guy who they're not going to re-sign, who should go win someplace else, and they get two other prospects for him, one of which is in the top 50. You wouldn't take that deal either.
It's nice that they feel more – it's nice that they want Mancini to win somewhere else and not worry about trying to win here.
But they're going to – so you're going to lose Trey Mancini. So you're going to let him walk in a year for nothing. But you've got two – I don't see what the logic – how the logic of that one doesn't work.
Here's the logic. Prospects and Orioles, even when they pan out, this is a year they're catching lightning in a bottle. I'm not sure I would have done that because even if this team gets better, they're a 70-something win team in the best division in baseball, and they may not be this close for the next 10 years. This was their year to really take a shot. Now, I wouldn't have traded away the future.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
This is the closest
they'll be. In April, Nobody even said this is their year.
Didn't I say they caught lightning in a bottle?
And yeah. I'm saying, so for 3 weeks they got hot, and they're making it interesting. But by no means are they in it for the long haul this season. Gentlemen. By the way, they have the number one farm system in baseball.
Okay.
They've got the number one prospect in baseball.
Call me when they're in the playoffs, Jay.
Well, would you rather do that or win the World Series and dismantle your team 2 years
later? Oh, snap. Hey, can we just do this before I say a gentle goodbye to Mr. X, because it's not his day on the podcast. Can we just unite in the common hatred of the Yankees and revel in what looks like the beginning of a possible unwinding this year as the way they're playing?
I can't say that. Come on. I can't say that either. You can't play 750 baseball all season. That's just insane.
All right.
Yeah, but I can't. They're still good. I can't do that.
You know who has the best winning percentage for a player in baseball this year? One, Joseph Gallo. Ever since he left the Yanks, they can't win. And then they played 750 with Gallo. They dumped Gallo, and now the Dodgers can't lose.
Right. Carpenter broke his foot, and the other night.
Wait. I was saying that's a phenomenon. Now Jay's going to say I said Gallo's the best player in the game.
Okay. Oh, God, we're never going to get out of this. Yeah, Carpenter broke his foot, and then, all right, see you later, Mr. X. There you go. And the Yankees the other night had like 7 base running errors in a 1-0 13-inning loss.
I love the dunk on the Yankees, but, I mean, like, you can't play 750 baseball all season.
True, but I
could laugh at the Red Sox, though.
Well,
that's the biggest joke that nobody's talking about. Yeah. How they now think they're the Tampa Bay Rays from 2003.
Yeah. You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. All right. The corn game is going to be played tomorrow night in Dyersville, Iowa. Reds, Cubs, and Major League Baseball has an official corn, DeKalb corn, for the corn game at the Field of Dreams. Jay, where do you stand on the Field of Dreams game in Major League Baseball and the movie itself? And is it good, bad, or is it about to be whored out beyond belief?
They've kind of taken this thing a little too far now. And by the way, the movie, I used to love it, but now I'm like, it's okay. I used to love the movie.
Was it your favorite baseball movie? Where did it rank among baseball movies?
Not even. It's
what's
like
your favorite baseball movie?
Bull Durham.
You and me together on that. I like that movie the most, too.
With that. What do you say in A Little Big League? Which is slowly going up my... That's a good movie.
I have not seen that one. That's nothing. I haven't seen all of Major League either, much less Major League 2 or 3. I have seen all the Bad News Bears. I've seen The Natural. I've seen For Love of the Game with Costner. I've not seen Cobb.
Terrible movie.
Saw chunks of 61. I have not seen The
Great
Rookie.
Movie.
I've seen A League of Their Moan, which is in the back section.
It's when you buy it, you got to put plastic over top of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, I may or may not have been in Major League 2.
You were as an extra.
I was, but as an extra.
But they can't even see you. They're like, you're like a dot in the back.
No.
Really?
Clearly shown at the end of the movie. when Rick Vaughn gets punched by, when they get the final out, and they get the final out, Rick Vaughn strikes somebody out. You can clearly see me dancing on the mound for like a second.
Really?
Really.
You got to go out on the mound. Where was this film?
At Camden Yards.
Wow.
Now, here's how I got there. A guy who I played baseball with was an extra, a White Sox extra.
Ah.
And I said, do you think you could get me on the field? He was like, stand here. So it was me and two other people that I came with. And so we said, we got to run out to, Charlie Sheen. So they did like 90 takes of the last scene.
I'm sure. And you're probably exhausted from running out there so many times.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I even helped Charlie Sheen up one.
Man, that's pretty fucking cool. Do you have your own
IMDb? Thank you.
Do you have your own IMDb page?
I do have an IMDb page.
You do not.
I do too.
Get out of here.
Look me up when I will tell you. Yes.
Cash me outside, wait. Says Bad Baby.
Cash me outside.
Yeah, cash me outside.
Wait a minute. I'm going to go to IMDb. I'm going to screenshot it.
Fucking
and send it to you.
A, there you are. Jay Cottrell.
There you go.
Known for Party Boys, Sound Department. That's a different Jay Cottrell.
That's me.
You were in Party Boys?
I was on the crew.
What about J.C. Cottrell? Casting director.
My best friend Damon.
For the Rothstein Diamond.
Yep, made a movie. Casted the movie.
That's unbelievable.
I am not making this shit up.
I know. I'm staring at it right now going, the fuck? You've got your own IMDb page.
And it's gotten me nowhere.
Yeah. And I'm looking under Jay Cottrell publicity, and it says, it looks like we don't have any publicity for Jay Cottrell yet. Be the first to contribute.
Yeah, no, the Party Boys was a documentary filmed around the Obama inauguration, and they followed these two guys who were club promoters from D.C., and they threw probably the best party ever. And they had two clubs in D.C., Life and I can't remember the name of the other one.
Okay.
The Park. Park and Life.
Okay.
And we followed. They had stars upon stars in this documentary.
Okay. Very good. Moving right
there
along.
You go.
Moving right along.
Thank
you. Did you see the Pirates' Rodolfo Castro, who had his cell phone fall out of his back pocket while running the bases and sliding headfirst into third base?
That's got to be something. You've got to do something to him.
Well, it's technically a violation of MLB's regulations prohibiting electronic devices on the field or in the dugout. What would be funny is if he whipped it out in the infield between batters and was shooting off texts or tweets or taking selfies of himself. That'd be pretty
new
awesome.
New phone, who this?
New phone, who this? It's Rodolfo Castro.
Yes. At shortstop.
The umpire has to like point down like, hey, I think that's your phone right there. Imagine you're standing on first. You're about to take a lead, and then bring, you know, you get a call, and it's like a telemarketer or something. You're like, no, I can't. I'm on first right now. Leave me alone. Goodbye.
Is that as funny as Tim Raines sliding head first? And why did Tim Raines slide head first? Because he had crack vials in his back pocket.
Wow. Yeah, that's one right there you don't want to replicate. It's almost like Manny Ramirez losing a very expensive earring, diamond stud earring at second base, sliding in, stopped the game to look for it. Remember that?
I do kind of remember that, yes. Yeah.
And there was also a athlete that lost some jewelry jet skiing in Georgia. I want to say, yeah, he was jet skiing and it came off and went to the bottom.
And somebody found it like later, right?
I don't know if they found
remember that.
You'd have to be like Yukon gold searchers to get all the equipment in there to dig a chain out of a muddy Georgia lake.
Why do I remember this story? That they dragged women. They either dragged the lake or something Like, I have to look that one up. I remembered something with that happening.
Yeah, there was an NBA player in Chicago who had like $100,000 worth of shit stolen right out of his front seat of his car at a stoplight. Might have been Derrick Rose.
That's self-inflicted. That's your own damn fault.
Yeah, that's something else. Marshawn Lynch got a DUI in Vegas, and did you see the mugshot?
We're looking right now. I read the story, did not see.
Yeah, he is drunk as a skunk, ooh, high as a kite, oh, eyes barely open. You would think, okay, this mugshot is probably going to make the news. I know I'm hammered, but okay, eyes open, really? Get the eyes wide open, please. He's like, yeah, okay. People
Has
are making
anyone hammered though ever made a good decision?
No.
So I don't think, yeah.
People are now making memes of his Cal injury cart ride, where he commandeered the injury cart after a big win and starts doing wild donuts, nearly running over a bunch of people on the field.
I think he had his mom in the cart with him, didn't he?
I don't think so. I think it was just him. I mean, that's one of the greatest celebrations ever, only because nobody got hurt. But at the same time, I feel like Marshawn Lynch is entering this Barkley territory where he can't get in trouble for anything, even though this should get him in some pretty big trouble. You know, he should lose some sponsorships for this shit. You know,
drunk driving serious on the curbs and sidewalks.
Yeah.
Before getting pulled over.
Yeah.
He's driving on a rim with no tires. Oh, my God.
Not as bad as Anne Heche, but close.
Wow. Oh.
Have you seen the Ring doorbell cam on Anne Heche?
Yes.
I had to watch it four times to go, is this sped up? Because it looked like the video had to be at 150% speed because she blows down the street meow, so fast. You're like, what?
I'm going to say, how does she had to be hammered?
Oh, yeah.
You can't, unless you had an aneurysm.
Well, I'm sure lawyers are going to claim a lot of things. Prescription meds, had a medical condition, an emergency. And they'll throw the book at it to see what can stick and get her out of trouble. She apparently just, you know, completely, once Ellen dumped her and she wasn't making movies anymore, she had become a nobody in Hollywood. And that's, I guess, a fate that'll lead you to drink, right?
Was Anne Heche at one time a top 10?
No. Jay, that take is as bad as Mr. X and Mike Trout.
Don't even ask that.
Top 10 in what? Top 10 of blonde, pixie-cut actresses who weigh 78 pounds? Yeah, she's in the top 10 of that category.
I'm just asking. Was Anne Heche at one time a Hollywood? Do you like her, Jay?
Do you think Anne Heche at her peak was attractive?
I'm going to have to say yes.
Yeah, it's a reach.
Bro. No,
it's a reach.
She was an it girl.
No, she was never an it girl. Never an it girl. She was a waify, skinny little pixie of a woman. She was a poor, poor man's Kate Hudson. Really poor.
Oh, I'm going to have to say you might be off on that one.
Thoughts and prayers. Now, here's what you need to do is, I'm looking at an LA Times photo. Minutes before crash, Anne Heche was wig shopping in Venice. And let me tell you, the picture of Anne Heche without makeup on, jacked up on goofballs, buying wigs, no good.
I'm looking at that, and yes, this was not her best moment.
Not her best moment right there, to be sure. Did you see the Pete Rose appearance in Philadelphia?
Speaking of dill holes.
So here was the Pete Rose interview as they celebrated the 50th anniversary of the Phillies winning the World Series. And he starts telling stories on air and just, I guess, loses all sight of the fact that, you know, it might be a family broadcast, so maybe keep it PG-13 at worst.
Johnny, remember Joe Nuxall?
Yeah.
We used to do the post-game show.
Yeah.
And he did it right from the dugout. And Tony Perez, my dear friend, I've been knowing him 62 years.
Man,
that's
could
how
hit.
Long I know him.
Man could hit.
And he hit a home run and win a game, went around the bases, went right into the camera well. And Joe said, Tony, congratulations. What did you hit? And Tony says, Joe, I hit a cock-high fastball. And Joe didn't know what to say. Joe said, no shit.
Only one laughing, by the way.
Out to right field.
You change the subject real quick on that loop out to right field.
I'm just describing the action. I'm
pretty sure we don't have a 7-second delay. So.
Wow. Pete Rose, what a bag of shit he is, huh?
Yeah, also sleeping with someone when she was 15.
That to me was the most shocking thing. I did not know that. I do think it was bullshit.
I had heard stories about that. Yes.
I think it was bullshit that they brought it up. You know, what message does this send to women, you being here? I'm like, okay, bitch. Can I say bitch? It was a female reporter. It's my podcast. A young, righteous, I'm going to go make the world a better place reporter who is like, watch me do this. What message does it send you being here? Woman, where is Pete Rose allowed to go anymore? You know, what message does it send to women that Pete Rose goes to the grocery store? I mean, he's got to go some places. He wasn't there on International Women's Day or International Stop Sex Trafficking Day, you know? He wasn't even charged with a crime because apparently the age of consent back then in Ohio was 16.
Okay.
That's fucking crazy. 16 is a child. 18 is a child. 23 is a child. You know what? I'm going to put the age of my oldest daughter as that's a child until she's like 40 and married. Then
I was going to say,
okay,
yeah.
She's
like
a woman
50,
now.
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
Jesus.
So there you go. I guess cock-high fastballs are the easiest to hit. Right at your cock. Just sitting right there, right where your hands go real easily. You can drop your hands into the hitting zone and just turn on that bitch. Ooh, it's a cock ball coming. Let's take it deep.
And by the way, while we're talking about what a piece of shit he is, there's somebody in this audience who's saying we would be dumb to say Pete Rose does not deserve to be in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
I'll go to my grave saying he never deserved to be in the Hall of Fame.
Deserve, doesn't deserve, I don't give a shit. I'm just glad he's out because he's a super duper bag of shit. Just like Barry Bonds, I'm glad he's not in. He's a bag of shit. Just like Clemens, he's a bag of shit. I don't need the bags of shit in there. To me, the Hall of Fame is an honor. And if you can't go in with honor, fuck you. You shouldn't be in.
Well, they let David Ortiz in. So the toothpaste is out of the They let David Ortiz in. So now it's all done.
Yeah, well, but those other guys aren't getting in because their window basically passed them by.
But, that's true.
All right. Did you see Barstool's PMT or PFT, Pro Football Commenter, PFT commenter? Get that mixed up all the time. PFT commenter on PMT, pardon my take, with Barstool Big Cat, Daniel Katz, interviewing Aaron Rodgers and joking about his immunized versus vaccinated statements last year that kind of sent the media off on a bit of a witch hunt. He went a little bit too far. Here was the exchange.
People say, immunization, vaccination.
Yeah, I did. I said that a lot.
Yeah, you did.
Yep.
How many people do you think you killed? What's your count?
How many grandmothers? Let's just do grandmothers.
I mean, I know you guys are fucking around. I don't find that part funny. I really don't.
Okay. Like, oh, shit. We got John Cena.
Yeah.
Okay. Too far?
Who was he talking to?
He was talking to Big Cat. Now, it was PFT Commenter who said, how many people did you kill? So he started it with that. That'd be Eric Sullenberger, otherwise known as PFT Commenter. But then Big Cat went in with, let's just do grandmothers. And that's where Rogers said, listen, I don't find that funny, and gave him the stare down. Big Cat said, look, I learned from this. It's like, We do our riffs on our own, on our podcast, in our studio. It's not the real world. You go out in the real world and you say that to a guy like Aaron Rodgers, it's probably not a good call.
Aaron Rodgers has no fucking sense of humor.
Oh, really?
We know that.
So you think you should have laughed?
No, but no, you can't joke around with Aaron Rodgers. You know that.
Oh, okay.
That's what I mean. I'm not saying it was a funny joke. might have been over the line. It was over the line, I think. But you got to know your audience. Aaron Rodgers ain't somebody you can riff with. Well, unless you're, what's his name, the punter. That's the only person that we seem to have a sense of humor with, I guess.
Right.
What's the Pat McAfee? Sorry.
Yeah, McAfee, yes. The former punter. The retired
Now mogul. Sorry.
Yeah. Did you see there's a documentary on Run TMC that's in the works?
I have, and I can't wait.
That would be the Golden State Warriors way back when they were kind of good, but not world championship good. Run TMC being the trifecta of?
Tim Hardaway.
Ding.
Mitch Richmond.
Ding.
And Mully.
Chris Mullin. TMC. Right.
Yes. Was that Don Nelson, Coach Dean?
Yes, sir.
It was, right?
Yes. Yes, sir.
God, they were fun.
They were fun as shit. They ushered in the modern NBA, setting the table for the present-day Warrior dynasty. For two brief seasons, 89 to 91, Hardaway, Richmond, and Mullen played together beautifully but did not yield any championships. It still birthed lifelong friendships, says the press release for this upcoming doc.
Yeah, you can never win with them. They were not generation.
How can they, right? How could they never win a title?
Speaking of documentaries, there's another one you have to see. It's on Showtime, and it's called Point Gods.
Ooh,
it focuses on
point guards
from New York City.
Oh.
It is Kenny Smith, Kenny Anderson,
right.
Mark Jackson, Sham God Wells, who we know as God Sham God,
right,
and Pearl Washington. And Stephen A. Smith said something, and I dismissed it. And then I thought about it for a second. Pearl Washington might have been the best show ever in college basketball.
Pearl Washington had a handle like a fucking yo-yo for Syracuse back in the day.
But he was must, like Allen Iverson was must see. Pearl Washington was before that, and I watched Big East basketball because of Pearl Washington.
Really?
No. Well, you don't think he was like the best show in the 80s?
Listen, I watched Big East basketball because it was on my television in the early cable years. And of course, it was the greatest thing ever. It was the peak of the Ewing era. It was Ronnie Cicely and Pearl Washington for Syracuse. It was Mullen at
Michael Seton. Adams.
Yeah, Mullen at Seton Hall.
Bill Winnington, Malik Sealy.
Oh, yeah.
Walter Berry.
At St. John's. Yeah, the truth, they called him, Walter Berry.
Yes.
Fuck yeah. That was it right there. You're like, your Monday nights, cable TV, high school.
Monday and Thursday, because the ACC was Thursday during the week. So you had to do all your stuff around. It came on at like 7. You had to do all your stuff early. Get your homework done early. Right.
So you can catch the old Big East basketball. Now there's college basketball everywhere, all the time, and you can't miss it. All right, one more before we get to FTG. Apparently there's a new anthem for ESPN's college football, but it's not, to my knowledge, replacing Big and Rich with Coming to Your City.
Oh, God.
As the opener for College Game Day. You don't like that?
I fucking hate that song.
Why?
I hate Big and Rich. So
put a little ching in your ching chang. Put a little ying in your yin yang. And come along.
And that big dork, what's his name? Cowboy Troy. Oh, fucking hate all that shit.
So the new anthem. I know. The new anthem. I'm not sure if this is the article was unclear from the ESPNpressroom.com website. It says ESPN announced that British singer, musician, songwriter, and actor Youngblood. Do you know him? Youngblud. Okay. Youngblood will provide the musical backdrop, whatever that means, for the 2022-2023 college football season. The new single from the artist called The Emperor will serve as the anthem for ESPN's college football coverage. Just says anthem. Doesn't say it's the open to College Game Day.
Youngblood, not what I would think.
What is
white
it?
White kid from England.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
They say the up-tempo pace and energy of the song feels like the release of all the bottled up energy and intensity fans, players, and teams have had in anticipation for the upcoming college football season. Let's take a listen.
College football.
I really believe there's none like it in the country.
The passion runs so deep, man. So much history, pageantry.
1 week closer to kickoff.
That's the way we answer.
Starts with culture.
It's a mentality. It's a way of life. It's a DNA.
The college football free agency transfer portal.
This is madness.
Georgia has an opportunity to repeat.
You have to have toughness.
This is the best atmosphere.
I think Zombie Nation just entered the chat going, hey, man, you stole my shtick.
Yeah, that sucks, too.
Not a fan, huh?
Nope, that sucks, too.
If he was black, you'd say it was good.
No, he was purple, I'd say it sucks.
What sucks about it? Too poppy?
It's just does nothing for me.
All right. I will say this. You may hate the song. Watch the video montage. It's glorious. College football is so amazing for the passion and for the scope of it. I mean, it's 120 teams out there every Saturday and Thursday and Tuesday.
And Friday.
And Friday.
And Thursday and Friday.
Oh, all right. Not a fan? Not a fan.
No.
All right. Let's close out in style, Jay. Here we go.
All righty.
Time for FTG.
I'm not a good guy. I'm the guy.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy.
All right, Jay, who do you got?
Fox Sports 1's Nicholas Wright.
Oh, here we go.
For the last, 2 months on his podcast, once a week, he's been counting down the best.
Hello? Jay? Oh, my God, that's really weird. Jay, you still there? Jay, shake your phone. I'll shake mine. I can't hear you, Jay. Wow, I'm going to have to call him back here. That's crazy what happened there. You know, the good thing is we don't pay very much for our cell phones or our monthly service. I only pay $6.18 a month.
That was odd.
That was very fucking odd.
That was very odd.
I guess $347 a month and change to Verizon doesn't get you very far for a reliable
$150, yeah.
For a reliable phone call.
Yes. Would you like me to start over?
Yeah. So
my FTG is Nick Wright from Fox Sports, who's been counting down the top 50 NBA players of the last 50 years. And as we all know, Nick Wright is a huge LeBron stan. He's the biggest LeBron stan, not even huge. But he had Michael Jeffrey Jordan third behind Kareem and LeBron.
For all-time greatest players?
Yes.
Yeah.
And there is no defense. I've been saying, though, if you have to pound your chest and say LeBron is the greatest, that just means he ain't the greatest. Because everybody knows also, you know, right away, it's Jordan. If you have to try to make arguments, like saying Mike Trout is not a generational player, your argument goes nowhere.
Yeah, well, Nick Wright relies upon numbers and metrics and longevity and a bunch of blah, blah, blah. I just say Jordan was 6-0 in the finals.
And he said that means nothing.
Well, then that means nothing, huh?
Yeah, really. That's what he says. That means absolutely nothing. Yes.
Okay. Well, for you, Nick Wright, Jay says,
fuck that guy for that take.
All right. Mine goes to your boy, Jalen Rose. Why does Jalen Rose get the FTG? Because, yes. Jay, he says...
He broke up with Molly Kierum.
No, that's actually a good thing. I'm happy for him. Happy you did that, because it means she's back on the market. Not that I'll... You'll never get her. Here's what he says about, we should stop using Mount Rushmores in sports.
That should be offensive to all of us, especially Native Americans, the indigenous people, who were the first people here before Christopher Columbus. That land was stolen from them when it was discovered that it contained gold. And 25 years later, to add insult to injury, four American presidents were put on what we call Mount Rushmore on the top of the dead bodies that is buried.
I mean, come on, Jay.
Jalen Rose. I love Jalen Rose. Fuck that guy.
That is the dumbest woke ass take.
Yeah, I'm going to say, because the Indians, before we got here, they fought off like a lot of nations for this land. I'm not saying, you know, we didn't do some dastardly shit. We did, but they kind of fought hard. They didn't just go, okay, here's the land.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a dumb take. Yeah. Well, I'm going to say that's kind of a dumb take.
Jalen Rose's take is on the Mount Rushmore of dumb woke takes. with that, we'll end it. I'm out of music. Jay, thank you for playing along tonight. Have a great Thursday. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye now. Next
week. Thank you, bud.
Bye.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.